Holly Cotton here, and you guys know, especially now with my new book series, how important anything that has to do with adolescents and young adults are to me. I'm a huge, huge, huge mental health advocate. I love that we are all trying to bridge the gap for this up and coming generation. So I'm so excited to introduce you guys to our guest today. Renault Drake Sanders is the founder and brand evangelist of School Economy Incorporated. I love that it said brand evangelist because that makes it sound real fancy. I love that. I love that. So Renault is going to come in. He's going to talk to us about what his mission is. He's going to talk to us about the program, give us some insight on that, how he came up with this idea, his history as an entrepreneur, all that great stuff. So welcome, Renault.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. So before we go into all about whenever we're talking about all the details that come with school economy, I want to kind of rewind because there was a process. There was a process for you entering in the entrepreneurial world and then how you came across this. So kind of tell us about that because obviously you have to have some type of history to be dealing with school economy because you gotta want to deal with kids in the first place. So I know there has to be some kind of teaching or something that pulled at you to start this field. So kind of rewind and give us your entrepreneurial journey and how you ended up here with school economy.
Okay, so when I was in high school, I was only focused on sports. I only wanted to go to the NBA. Like many of my other students right now, I was on that same path. But when I graduated, I had an option between choosing from a smaller school for an athletic scholarship or going to Kennesaw State University. And I ended up going to Kennesaw State there. It was only a student, so it was brand new for me. And from being thrown into that situation, I kind of became an entrepreneur just naturally. So I was doing graduation photos and doing websites for companies in the area and things like that. At a certain point in time, I got a part-time job, of course. And at that point, I realized, hey, this actually does take away from the studying element. So about 5 years ago, I thought about let's find a way to reward students with cash for the work that they do in the classroom. So I mustered on the idea for a few years, end up managing at LA Fitness. And as general manager there, I was really able to get my hands on, managing a team as well as sales. And from there, communicating with teachers, educators, as well as the students that would come to the gym, showed me that the opportunity was there for a blue ocean product to reward students and keep them motivated in the classroom. So in October of 2022, I decided to pursue the vision of building a rewards platform to keep students motivated and engaged. So I would say I've been an entrepreneur from the beginning, but everything just led me here. I wanted to make a bigger impact.
Yeah, and I think that that's pretty much how everyone who defines being an entrepreneur is, or anyone that starts living in their passion, they're like, wow, it just seems like I kept getting pushed in this direction. Everything kept making me reroute here. So whenever you are where you're supposed to be, you start feeling like everything is gravitating towards you, and now you're getting support. So I love that. I love that. Okay, so tell us, because I want to know how this works. One, I'm mad because I don't have any school age children, because I sure would definitely be using your program.
All right.
But two, give us exactly. So school economy, I know a little bit about it. It's a program. I know that you also have an app, and it's for what grade? What grade children is it? Or I don't hate to say children because when you're in 12th grade, you don't want anyone to call you a child. But school
Right.
economy, what grade levels is it basically focused on? And then what exactly does it do?
So our primary user base is between age 13 and 18, but we service students first grade through college. So I think our youngest user right now is about 6 years old, and our oldest user is in his 30s, but he's pursuing another degree. So everybody throughout their educational journey, we serve straight through.
So I'm here. I'm a teacher in a school right now. I'm listening to Holly Cotton Conversations, and I'm like, hey, school economy, that sounds like something I need to have in my classroom. So what is the process? What are the steps? And what is it that is beneficial for me if I am using school economy as someone that's in the school district?
So the steps to get started with us, we're actually shortening the curve. So initially, we would have to go through the entire school district. At this point, we're making it available for teachers to opt in for that subscription on their own on a month-to-month basis to keep their students incentivized exclusively. So that's been beneficial. You can go straight to our website. You can Google us as well to be able to look at some of the testimonials. As well as some of our news interviews and news features. So you can check us out and really hear what other teachers as well as students are saying about the product. The biggest benefit of the product is the fact that it keeps students engaged with reward-based incentives that are outside of the classroom. So being able to get a ticket to a Texas Legends game for our DFW students has been great, as well as getting something like an Amazon gift card. We've given out over 500 Amazon gift cards at this point. So it's giving students the opportunity to see something tangible in the short run while they're working on that long-term education.
So is it something that, so tell me how does it work? Like, is it so am I logging into the app? Is it connected to my schoolwork? How exactly is this part of my curriculum as a student?
So what this is essentially a positive behavior intervention and support. So students actually are the primary engagement on the platform. We have thousands of students using the platform with no other teacher or educator even involved whatsoever. So the student gets their grades. They can take a picture of it, they can upload a PDF, and they can also do a screenshot. And they upload those grades. It goes through our system. We verify either that report card or that individual assignment, and we distribute points to that student. Once that student accumulates the points, they'll have the option to either save their points or they can spend their points on what we have available. The cool thing about saving your points is we're coming with new rewards on a regular basis. So today we might have something that you're kind of interested in, but tomorrow we might have something that's your favorite thing on the market. So, keeping students engaged through that new, fresh approach and that new, fresh rewards bank to choose from has really been great for the engagement.
Okay, so a lot of times whenever I'm talking to entrepreneurs or I'm at events with entrepreneurs or whatever, they are talking about the specific population, who their target audience is, who they're trying to sell to, right? So most of the times I have a product. So if I have a book about goals, like my book Day One, I have a book about goals. So obviously my target audience is going to be people that are trying to figure out how to define a goal that maybe want to start off. Okay, so now whenever we're talking about school economy, you're talking about your target audience, or like you said, those teenagers, which fluctuates because they can have a trend today that teenagers love, and then tomorrow they hate it, or it's lame, or they don't want anything to do with it tomorrow. So how are you guys navigating where your is it your marketing? Is it what exactly are you doing to make sure that what you're selling is going to stay relevant for this ever-changing population?
Well, the biggest thing for us is just communication is everything. You know that in any relationship, communication is the paramount. So what we do is direct to the students, find out exactly what they want, what's hot. We ask them questionnaires. We send emails. We have it open for them to send us emails at any point in time. Anytime that I go and speak to a school, I make it my point to ask students exactly what they want. Another thing is that we have a separate rewards bank, so rewards options for each phase of the education journey. So for our younger students, we have things like Chuck E. Cheese, you know, but of course, we have things that are scalable across any age group, like the Amazon gift card.
So smart. Yeah, that's what I was asking, because, you know, they are a tough population.
Right. You sound like you know.
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, just from being a mom, it's like kids will go for a whole month where they love this potato chip for, you know, they going hard in the paint for 6 months for this potato chip. And then all of a sudden you come back from the store with the potato chip and they're like, ugh. Why would you get those chips? I hate those.
Right.
And you're like, what?
Like, how am I gonna keep up with that?
So that's why I was asking about it. Now, what has been one of the challenges? Because I know, as we all are in this entrepreneur world, we show the great part. Like you have you have the promotion banner behind you now. You have the website. Okay. You have all of these things going, right? But people don't understand the challenges that came to get to where you are right now. So give us some of the things that you learned along this process, specifically for Schoolconomy.
So for Schoolconomy exclusively, I would say I've learned more so on the side of, you know, the political side of business. I've been more into that lately. So a lot more entities go into success versus other businesses when, hey, as long as you can do this service over and over again, it's successful. You know, in this space, a lot of stakeholders are involved and telling the story is important. So I would say that's the biggest thing, storytelling. And storytelling to different people at different times. And creating a different vision for all, but being able to go toward that vision and pursue that vision, but through one product. But when I'm speaking to Holly Cotton, I'm telling it one way. But then when I tell it to the student that's getting on, it's the same product, but I have to elaborate on the vision in a different way. And then when I speak to an investor, it's a completely different conversation. So it's really showed me that storytelling is the most important part of any business at any level, actually. So I'm glad you asked that question. That was an amazing question, and that's why you Holly Cotton.
You know, I've been doing some stuff on this. I mean, I didn't have Schoolconomy or nothing, but, you know, I made it do what it do.
Yeah.
But I do totally understand. And also, I mean, I know as well, because I do a lot of stuff with politicians, I do the elections, but then also even myself with working with school districts and smaller groups. And I find that it's so much easier to work with those niche groups like Boys and Girls Clubs and, you know, all of those back to school, whatever they're called, but the after school care, before school care, all of those types of things, rather than going to the actual school district, because it's like all the red tape that you have to go through in order to get something there. But then it's like the reverse when you look at like what's going on in Florida and Texas, where they can take stuff out of the school district with nobody cares about that. We're gonna take these books out, but to get in is like impossible. So it's so crazy.
Right. Now, and go ahead. I'm glad you brought that up, though. But we'll keep flowing. But go ahead. I'm listening.
No. Go ahead. What you got?
Oh, I was just speaking on the procurement process, and working with schools is a long process. And I'm glad that you brought that up. That's one of the things that we've dealt with throughout our process. And we get good love in Texas. I like Texas. We get love in New York. Our biggest love is from New York and Texas. I would say Georgia third.
That's so interesting. Like, why is the home state the difficult state?
I don't know. I think it's just the Southeast. It's the Southeast.
So have you found that there are other programs similar to yours? Is there any type of competition of someone that's doing it? Or are you guys, do you guys have like this unique niche that no one else is doing this?
I would say we were the first to the Blue Ocean, but some other companies saw what we were doing and validated what we were doing with something amazing and got into the space too. And I'm excited about that because it is an important space to be in to keep students rewarded and engaged in the classroom. So by any means, if I'm the thought leader that sends people in that direction, I'm happy to be the first one to make the move. And I think we can change the world together.
I love that. I love that. Well, that's my hashtag, whole team winning, collaboration over competition. So I love that. I love that. Now, let me ask you this. So do you have close connections to any of the students that you, because I know when it's your idea and you're the founder, you sort of throw the idea out there and now you're like, okay, we have to push this. So now I have to focus on the logistics of it. So I may not be close to the consumer as I want to be, but do you have any interactions with any of the students, or do you have any feel good story about one of the students that came back to you and were like, oh, Mr. Sanders, I love this. You know, this is what I feel, whatever. Do you have any of those stories?
Yeah, I have those all the time. I think it's important for me to be really engaged with my students because of the fact that we're in the digital space. And I'm glad you brought that up. It creates an environment where you can easily get distracted with everything else. And I admit, I did get distracted at a certain point, focused on everything but the students, and we took a hit because I was going through the procurement process with the schools and trying to get in the door there and, you know, look up 3 months, and I haven't been communicating with the students who this is built for. But I also have relationships with students that I've been training in basketball over the years. Some feel-good stories are things like Brandon Ashley out in Macon, Georgia. He's always been doing good in school, but this really gave him an extra push in the classroom. He's redeemed about $100 in rewards thus far, plays on the basketball team, and just went to state playoffs. So that was exciting. Also had some students early on before the product released. I would ask them things like, what's the most important thing for you? Why would you want to make money from school? And I was hearing things like, hey, I want to help my mom with rent, and I want to help my mom be able to get groceries and things like that. And that's coming from students that are in elementary school. So it was really showing me that we needed to make this happen in a timely fashion. But since then, those students have been able to use the platform and, you know, grabbing a few things from Publix and being able to get an Amazon gift card. We might think it's something small, but it can really go a long way.
Oh, definitely. And I think, I mean, just even parents, that's why if you're co-parenting or you like, you always give them that independence to for them to go into the store and buy mom a card for her birthday, or, you know, go pick out a card for your dad or your brother or your grandma, or buy something small. So I definitely see that independence. And I think that's important to them to have that, especially whenever they're in that age and they see the struggle that's going on at home. And it's like, you can't really do anything. So I could definitely see how that's a positive.
And they're seeing it much sooner.
What I wanted to ask is, if I'm doing, say I'm doing a 30-second reel right now, and I come to you and I say, okay, Renault, you got 25 seconds to tell me about school economy, what it is, how it works. Let me hear your spiel of how you would take that 30 seconds and basically throw everything, the way it works, the perks, the assets, the liabilities, whatever, throw all of that into 30 seconds and tell me about school economy.
On your mark, get set, go.
Go.
So my name is Renault Sanders, founder and CEO of Schoolconomy. Schoolconomy is a mobile platform that empowers students to earn gift cards and other rewards for their good grades in the classroom. This also helps for them to have that extra motivation for good attendance as well as positive behavior. We also second as a PBIS platform and tool for teachers to be able to use to gain the power back in the classroom. So this gives teachers an opportunity to send points to students for positive behavior that they want to reinforce within the class. In terms of our enterprise deals, we sell a software to school districts and schools so that those schools can pay for their entire teaching staff to send out points to their entire school enrollment of their students.
That's a very good perk of that as well. So, okay, I see why you always lobbying on the school district side, because that's actually a good benefit. And like you said, to have that incentive there, because a lot of times it's just the kids are there and they don't see the big picture yet. They don't see the importance of being a high six, a high learner, being successful at test taking. They're just like, listen, I just want to get over with the school. I hate it. What is it? I'm just here so I don't get fired. I'm just here so I don't fail. Like, a lot of them have that. So I like that it also makes it fun. Okay, so tell us about other things, because I know that you have other things that you're doing besides this, or is this your main baby right now? Like, what else do you have going on?
You broke up at Maine. You broke up when it said, "Is this your main?"
Oh, it cut off.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay, 21.
I can hear
Can you
you,
hear me
but
now? Oh,
I can
okay.
hear you.
Okay, all right. Okay,
Is this your
so
main?
I got it. So, do you have any other projects that you're working on besides Schoolconomy, or is this your main project? I know you said you're an entrepreneur, so do you have any other things that you're working on as well?
In this space, we're working through Schoolconomy and becoming multi-product next. So, this being the primary product, I'm really focused on this wholeheartedly at this point. Pretty soon, we're going to be coming out with new student success tools, as well as tools for teachers to use in the classroom, too. I would say, from what we've done now, the biggest thing that we've created is an environment for companies and corporations to really connect in a fun, fresh way with students, teachers, and parents. So our environment gives them an opportunity to get consumer engagement from our user base and let it be an organic connection. It's more organic than the ads that you see on Instagram and TikTok. It really gives them an opportunity to engage with that student and with that parent in a brand new way. And I think nobody has really solved that in the social media space, but we've been able to solve it here in that connecting with Gen Z and Gen Alpha.
Oh, is that what they call now? Gen Alpha. Okay. It went back to Alpha. Got it. See, thanks for
That's crazy.
thanks for keeping me hip, because I was like, okay, so what's after Z?
We deep
Back to
in the
Alpha.
game now.
I'm here. It's like I'm part of school economy. So the last question that I have is that I always try and pull some sort of way to inspire and educate other people that or maybe trying to do something similar, or that have an idea in their head, or maybe someone else, like you said, you guys have an app, you guys are in school districts, you're learning how to collect data, you're like you learned how to work with all these people. So for anyone that has an idea that they are trying to get into a digital genre, I guess you can call it, or anyone that has an idea and they're trying to come up with an app for their idea. Do you have anything that you wish that someone had told you at the beginning of your journey? Do you have any advice for those people trying to get into the same area that you are?
So the advice that I give to people is something that I actually heard on a video from Harvard ID Labs, Harvard Innovation Labs. And the biggest thing is to go ahead and put out a landing page where you can start collecting emails and phone numbers. That's the biggest thing, because if you have an idea, you think it's the newest, hottest thing, put a landing page of what your idea is. That'll give you an opportunity to get feedback, start collecting emails, and that email list will give you that validation that you need to spend money on development and spend time on development of that product. I will also say, get out of the mindset that you have to keep your product a secret. So a lot of people with innovative ideas come to a point where they say, I don't want anybody to steal it. I want to keep it a secret. In reality, you're doing nothing but holding yourself back, because you have to have other people take part in your idea for it to grow and blossom, because those are the people that'll be able to water it and help you cultivate your ideas. So I would say those two things are the biggest.
That's actually really good advice. I haven't heard that. I mean, I knew that in a certain, I guess, element. I've heard, I guess, different variations of it, but I've never heard it explained like that. So great advice. Great advice. I love that. I love that. Okay, so drop how people can follow you, find you, subscribe, and what can we all do to support you and School Economy?
So you can find us anywhere, uniform, across any social media or Google or the App Store, School Economy, SCHOOLCONOMY. Like school and economy with no E. The most beneficial thing for us is just engagement and enlistment. So if you know any student that's in school, feel free to bring it up to them. Let them know that it's an opportunity for them to use the platform. Any teacher as well that needs to get that control back in the classroom, bring it up to them. I would say the biggest thing for us now is finding the right corporations and companies to align with, so that we can really embrace the communities that we're touching and be able to serve more students across the board. So collaborating with corporations is going to be big for us in the next quarter. Right now we have a partnership with Macy's in Lenox in Atlanta, and we also have a partnership with the Texas Legends, the NBA G League affiliate of the Dallas Mavericks out in Frisco, Texas. So we've really been enjoying the DFW area. So we'd love to keep on, you know, learning more about these different communities that we're reaching and collaborating with more companies.
Uh-oh, it froze up. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to edit that out for me. It says it's recording, but I missed like the very last sentence you said. But anyway, okay, no worries. Okay, so you guys, you know that I always have all of that information in the podcast notes. Be sure to scroll down. I always have clickable links as well as social media addresses and website information. So you guys, make sure if you know someone that's looking to partner with someone, if you work with a children's group, adolescents group, whatever, School Economy could definitely be something you guys could implement into your program. So be sure to reach out to him. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for bringing me on this forum. I really appreciate it. You've been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.